We now have J.P. Morgan's Jillian Del Signore on the line with us from Chicago. Jillian is head of ETF distribution with J.P. Morgan's asset management business. She has an extensive background in ETFs. She previously worked in iShares ETF Institutional Asset Management Group. And as I mentioned earlier, J.P. Morgan's ETF business itself has simply taken off this year. Assets have grown from about $6 billion at the beginning of the year to nearly $15 billion currently. And just over the past couple of months, they've had three of what they call beta builders ETFs eclipse $1 billion in assets, including two of the three fastest ETFs to hit that mark. In fact, four of the top six most successful ETF launches this year are J.P. Morgan ETFs. Jillian, a pleasure having you on the program today.
Thank you so very much for having me. I'm actually an avid listener and subscriber of your podcast, so I'm pleased to actually get to be on it this morning.
Well, thank you, Jillian. So let's start with the beta builders ETFs. These are low-cost, more plain vanilla offerings. We've seen the J.P. Morgan Beta Builders Japan ETF, BBJP, Beta Builders Canada ETF, BBCA, and the Beta Builders Europe ETF, BBEU. They've all recently eclipsed $1 billion in assets. And in all three cases, I think it's noteworthy that J.P. Morgan now offers one of the lowest cost ETFs in these respective categories. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Beta Builders lineup and why such a focus on cost here?
Yeah, so thank you, first of all, for recognizing the growth that we've had this year. We certainly are really excited, and the growth of the business is coming from a variety of places, which we can certainly talk about. But when we started this business, if I reflect back to the very beginnings of the business, you know, we always wanted to build out a product suite the way that an advisor would construct a portfolio, you know, thinking about covering areas like equities and fixed income and alternatives and even liquidity, which, you know, we can talk a little bit more about JPST, which has driven a lot of the growth we've had this year as well. You know, we wanted to provide choice across not only asset classes, but also across market cap, active, and strategic beta, leveraging existing J.P. Morgan capability. So as I think about the beta builders, you know, we really wanted to look to offer access to these capabilities at a competitive price, and the beta builders are really no different. You know, we can offer the advantage of our scale, which is J.P. Morgan Asset Management, to offer the beta builders at a really competitive price and really offer these efficiently managed, low-cost building blocks. If you think about the way that we've built out our product lineup, you see products that are more packaged solutions, if you will, like our multi-factor or something like JPHF, our diversified hedge fund exposure. But then you also see building blocks, whether that's the beta builder building blocks or that's the building blocks like single factor or alternatives, single sleeves like managed futures and long short equity. So very much in line with the product strategy that we wanted to build out from the onset of the business.
All right. So as you touched on, J.P. Morgan does have a really diverse and unique lineup of ETFs. So maybe we can try to bounce around and briefly cover a handful of these just to give listeners a flavor for the various offerings. So first, on the equity side, J.P. Morgan offers what's called the Diversified Return Suite of ETFs. These are multi-factor ETFs. For example, the J.P. Morgan Diversified Return U.S. Equity ETF, ticker JPUS. What's the overall goal with this lineup?
Yeah, so these are some of our first products that we brought to market. There are nine, sort of spanning the globe, if you will, from global equities to international to any flavor of U.S. large, mid, small. And you know, we were thinking about how we could really offer clients a better solution to broad equity exposure and looking to really improve the investor outcome. So I like to think about this as offense and defense as we think about our multi-factor ETFs. We always knew we wanted to incorporate two aspects into the portfolio construction of these products, diversification and then factors. So diversification being the defense and factors being the offense. And so since we go back to 2014 with the initial launch of JPGE, you know, we really incorporated both aspects of this portfolio construction to those products. So if I were sort of distill it down a little bit further and get into both of those steps, you know, that first step, really, the defense is bringing the diversification to the portfolio. And we know that diversification doesn't necessarily work every time, but we know that it does tend to work over time. So we wanted to really embed this into the process. I think about it as rethinking indexation, where if you look at a traditional market cap weighted index, you're going to have embedded concentrations, whether it's from a sector perspective or a single stock perspective, excuse me. So this part of the process is really meant to mitigate the sector perspective, if you will, and diversify across. And then the second step is really the offense. So we want to lean into certain factors within the portfolio. So things like quality, value, and momentum, that if you look at it from a single factor perspective, things like value or momentum, they can be quite cyclical, and so maybe in or out of favor at any given time. And so with these particular products, we want to implement multi-factor, where you have these factors playing off of one another and helping to mitigate some of that cyclicality that you can find within the single factor process.
All right. Now, one of your most popular ETFs is one you mentioned earlier, J.P. Morgan Ultra Short Income ETF, ticker JPST. Yeah. This is an actively managed ETF. And of course, short-term fixed income is an area of the market that's attracted a lot of attention this year. Can you explain this ETF and perhaps the investment rationale for looking at shorter-term fixed income options?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of my favorite things to talk about this year, as I know it is for many on my team. And I say that for a variety of reasons. One being that I think the JPST is really the perfect example of how we've approached so much of our product lineup, and that is bringing a successful and really powerful existing JP Morgan capability, in this case our global liquidity team, to the ETF market. You know, we talk about bringing JP Morgan into the ETF marketplace, and JPST is such a great example of that. You know, the diversified return factor ETFs that I talked about earlier, that's leveraging an existing quantitative beta strategies business. This is a $600 billion global liquidity business, and bringing that capability into this space. If you look at the landscape of ultra short bond ETFs, a lot of times you have bond managers coming down the curve. In this case, you have a money market liquidity manager managing in a space where they spend their day in and day out running $600 billion in assets. And so what we see with this product is really it is what we think of as one step out from cash. So you can expect, you call it 40 to 60 basis points above prime money market funds, and they're really looking to minimize volatility at that really short end of the curve. And so think about it as a bit of a core complement. And we see two main ways that clients have been utilizing the product since its inception. So we launched this product in May of last year, and it sits now at nearly $2.5 billion, about $2.2, $2.3 billion of that raised this year. And we're seeing two main use cases. One is kind of moving out a little bit more on the curve to earn a little bit of extra yield. And the other is moving down the curve to really shorten duration. And that's really where I think the conversations have been really interesting. One of the stats we like to talk about is you can capture 77% of the yield of the ag for 8% of the duration. So that's the conversation that we are having more and more as it's become less and less attractive to move out on the curve and take on that additional interest rate risk as we look at in the face of rising rates. But instead, you can stay shorter and, again, capture 77% of the yield for 8% of the yield of that duration, or I'm sorry, 8% of the yield of or duration of the ag.
Jillian, we're running a bit short on time. We have about 2 minutes left here, but I wanted to ask you about one other ETF that I find particularly interesting, which is the JP Morgan Diversified Alternatives ETF, ticker symbol JPHF. So the idea here is to provide broad exposure to a variety of hedge fund strategies. Can you briefly explain how this ETF is managed, just at a high level, and then where alternatives might fit in a portfolio?
Definitely. This is a great one, too. Again, leveraging our quantitative beta strategies business. You know, the team that manages our single and multi-factor ETFs actually started off managing long-short portfolios. This is something they've been doing for almost a decade. Quite simply, JPHF is a low-cost, transparent way to access a diversified basket of hedge fund exposures. This is bottoms up. This is not hedge fund replication. I think it's important to differentiate there. We really are democratizing access to hedge fund exposures, and that's really at its simplest what we're looking to achieve with this fund. In terms of use case, you know, the equity markets are getting a bit long in the tooth, and advisors and institutions equally are looking to diversify their exposures. You know, the last number of years, you could own equity and fixed income markets and be in a good position, right? But moving forward, you need to be a little bit more diversified and potentially look to solve for some of the gap in return expectations with alternatives. So we see it used in a couple different ways, and it really does depend on where you're sourcing that allocation. So whether it's coming from the equity sleeve, the fixed income sleeve, or creating a standalone alternative sleeve that's just dedicated to diversifying strategies, we think about JPHF as a core diversifier, so all-in-one way to access long-short equity, event-driven, and then also manage futures. And then we also do offer each of those three sleeves individually. So think about long-short equity. Are you trying to reduce equity risk? Event-driven, maybe you're looking to enhance returns. And then managed futures really is a way to diversify both equities and fixed income. But to your direct question about JPHF, it is really that core diversifier that you feel like you can hold at the core of an alternatives allocation. And it can be that sort of one-size-fits-all to give you broad, diversified, low-cost exposure to the alternatives marketplace. The other way we're seeing it used, actually quite interestingly enough, is with the institutional space. They're actually looking at JPHF as a liquidity sleeve of some of their less liquid traditional hedge fund exposures. So we're seeing it utilized not only by advisors who are looking for that liquid alternative exposure that they can hold at the core of a portfolio, also institutional use case where they're using it as a liquidity sleeve to their more traditional, if you can think that way, around more traditional illiquid hedge fund exposures.
Well, Jillian, with that, we'll have to leave it there. Really appreciate your time today. Congratulations on all the success so far this year. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
That was Jillian Del Signore, head of ETF distribution with J.P. Morgan's asset management business. And you can learn more about the J.P. Morgan ETF lineup by visiting jpmorgan.com/ETFs.